Sen de hani işte.
Tako može umu sve sredi na nad dušu u srcu, a životnu silu uzdići do vrha glave. Taj proces je bio detaljno opisan u šestom pogledu. Kao što je ranije bilo spomenuto, nije praktičan u ovom dobu. Najbolji proces je svjesnost Krišne. Ako možemo uvijek umu misliti na Krišnu u predanom služenju, veoma lako možemo ostati u neuznamiranom transcendentalnom transu ili samadiju.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga.
Yogi odvojen od svih vrsta čulnih aktivnosti, zatvarajući sva vrata čula i usredsređujući na srce, uzdigavši životni zrak do vrha glave, utemeljuje se u jogi.
In India, you will still at this present day find yogis who are withdrawing their senses from all sense objects.
U Indiji ćete današnjeg dana naći joge koji povlače svoje čula od svih čulnih objekata.
They hope to become peaceful by this.
Nadam se da će na taj način postati mirni.
You even can see when you go up the Gandaki Valley, when you go up to high to the mountains, inside the mountains some caves.
Možete vidjeti, ako idete uz Gandaki rijeku, u dolinu rijeke Gandaki, onda ćete gore u planinama moći vidjeti različite vrste pećina.
Yogis used to occupy these caves in the mountains by having their friends bring them there and lowering them on a rope, so they would finally, you know, just be in the mountain cave, not eat anything except the prana, the air.
Yogi su imali običaj živjeti po tim spiljama, ali oni su lazili unutar njih na takav način da su ih njihovi prijatelji spuštali sa vrha tog određenog brda putem užita i onda bi oni jednostavno ušli u tu spilju i tamo bi živjeli bez da bilo što jedu osim prane.
They would not eat anything.
Ne bi ništa jeli.
They would not see anything.
Ništa ne bi vidjeli.
They would not hear anything except the wind coming by the cave.
Ništa ne bi ni čuli osim vjetra koji prolazi pored pećine.
They would hope to become peaceful by this.
Na taj način htjeli su ostvariti mir.
By closing the doors of the senses, they hope that the mind is no longer agitated.
Zatvaranjem vrata čula, nadali su se da njihov um neće više biti uznemiren.
But what is with the old impressions?
Ali što da radimo sa starim impresijama?
The things which you have seen before.
S stvari koje ste već vidjeli.
You have heard before.
Vi ste već čuli.
They are all still there.
Sve one su još uvijek tu.
And they're coming up into the screen of the conscious awareness to disturb even the most perfect yogi.
Oni se pojavljaju na ekranu izvanjske svjesnosti i u stanju su uznemiriti najsvršenijeg jogija.
Do you follow the difficulty of this yoga process?
Ali pratite, možete se li teškoće ovog yoga procesa?
They do not want to have any more sensual impressions come and disturb them, but what's about the old ones?
Oni žele ne prestati sa čulnim percepcijama koji ih mogu uznemiriti, vidite što je sa starim.
We hear of a yogi who sat underneath the river in deep meditation. He didn't breathe any longer. He was such a master of yoga. But then he saw two fishes before him engaging in Romeo and Julia activities.
Postoje priča o jednom jogiju koji živio na dnu rijeke. On je bio takav majstor mistične joge da je jednostavno prestao i disati. Ali onda je u jednom trenutku ispred sebe vidio dvije ribice kako se uključio u djelatnosti Romeo i Julije.
So he remembered his past experiences with the opposite sex.
On se prisjetio svojih starih iskustava sa suprotnim spolom.
And felt so agitated that he couldn't maintain his equilibrium any longer, but had to come to the surface of the river and get married.
I osjetio se toliko uznemiranim da više nije mogao održavati svoj mir, već je morao izaći na površinu i oženiti se.
Krishna consciousness is so successful because the mind is positively engaged from morning till evening.
Svjesnost Krishna je tako uspješna zato što je on pozitivno angažiran od jutra do večeri.
With spiritual activities.
Uključene duhovne djelatnosti.
With Krishna.
Uključene u Krishna.
And once you do this, then the agitation stops. Only then.
I kada jednom prihvatite taj proces, onda uznemirenje prestaje. Samo tada.
Bobby, how often have you thought today of Krishna?
Kako si Bobby danas često mislio na Krishna?
Maybe all together 2 minutes?
Yes, it's only 2 minutes.
Then you were 24 hours minus 2 minutes not in Krishna consciousness. Do you understand what I want to say? I don't want to criticize Bobby, who has certainly thought of Krishna 8.5 hours today.
Dakako ne želim kritizirati Bogija koji je sigurno mislio 8.5 sati na Krishna danas.
I just wanted to say our process of yoga means to think of Krishna.
Ono što sam htio reći da naš proces yoga znači misliti na Krishna.
You have not fasted today.
Danas nisi postio.
You have heard a lot of things today.
Puno stvari si čuo.
You have seen a lot of things today.
Puno stvari si vidio.
Now, if you are in Krishna consciousness, your mind will not be agitated by this.
Ali ako si u svjesnosti Krishna, onda tvoj um neće biti uznemiren time.
Because the mind is fixed on Krishna's lotus feet.
Jer um je usredsređen na Krishna's lotus stopama.
If you are not, the mind is also agitated.
Ali ako nije tako, onda um također uznemiren.
Please understand, my dear devotees, our process is meant or works or the result of our process is to think of Krishna. This is what we want to attain in our lives. We don't live like the yogis in some cave. We, in other words, we do not go into a situation where we won't be agitated.
Drugim rječima, ne pokušavamo izaći takvu situaciju koju nećemo biti uznemireni.
We live in the big towns.
Živimo u velikim gradovima.
We go to the marketplaces.
Idemo do tržnih centara.
We cook and eat.
Kuhamo i jedemo.
Because in our process, the thing is we fix our mind on Krishna, then it works.
Jer u našem procesu mi se sjeđujemo um na Krishnu i tada sve ide prema trebi.
Hare Krishna. So this was the first part. Now we come to the second part of our lecture. I wanted to continue my little talk on my own experiences with the perfect yogi, Srila
Prabhupada.
I will start with what happened when Srila Prabhupada came to Paris. And at that time, we were staying in the Heidelberg Temple, and our whole temple came to see him preach and hear him preaching. And I had heard that my older brother who lived in Hamburg at that time had visited the temple frequently and was going to go on a journey through Europe.
И чувствовал на мой старый брат, который время жил в Гамбургу, и часто посещал храм, и да, в то время хотел идти на путование в Европу.
But he somehow decided to also come and meet Srila Prabhupada in Paris.
Але не иначе он решил, что хочет дойти и посетить Шрила Прабхупада в Париж.
And when he met Srila Prabhupada, the same thing happened to him which happened to me. He decided to become a devotee. In this way, two of our two sons had joined the Hare Krishna movement, and my father was very much shocked because he had other plans with us.
Приключилось Харе Кришна Богдету, и мой друг Сергей Ярко Шокиран с тем, что его другие плановые сны.
And he always thought he would meet Srila Prabhupada.
Юрий не размышлял о том, что сусердный Шрила Прабхупада.
And he would challenge him.
И он добегал из Атрам.
To show him that it's not possible to practice Krishna consciousness in the West, and that his sons should please continue with material life. So, in 1974, his chance came. Srila Prabhupada had agreed to the invitation of the German devotees to visit at the Schloss Rettershof, a castle.
Srila Prabhupada had pristal na poziv njemačkih barta da posjeti Schloss Rettershof, to je jedan zamak.
Where we had our beautiful temple in the forest of central Germany. When Prabhupada arrived at the Frankfurt airport, all the devotees from Germany were there to greet him with a bombastic kirtan, which up to this day has not been forgotten by the personnel of the Frankfurt airport.
И когда Шабрала слетел на Франкфуртский аэродром, барды целой Немочки были ту, дабы сочекаю за бабастичным киртаном, кой все до прям данас не заборавлен от страны аэродромского персонала.
We had flags.
Имали смо заставы.
And we had a plan.
Имали смо план.
But Srila Prabhupada was just leaving the airplane, we were already on the airfield. No one could we defied all the laws of the airport.
prekršili smo sve aerodromske zakone.
And I remember Prabhupada was very pleased to see our enthusiasm. Later in London he once said, I have seen the German devotees, they are very enthusiastic. I have seen with my own eyes. So when he was at the airport, Hansa Duda told Srila Prabhupada if he could kindly lift his hands like this. To greet the devotees. Prabhupada obliged. And we all went like, Jai Prabhupada! And then brought him right into the VIP lounge. Very important person, for very important persons. We had taken the Vyasasan, that seat from Amsterdam, and built it and established it in the VIP lounge. It was high like this, and we, before the cameras of Germany, we gave Prabhupada a foot wash.
I onda bi otprilike visok kao naš i tu smo pred svim njemačkim kamerama opali Prabhupada u stopalu.
And we threw the foot wash water all over the heads of the people who stood there.
Bacili tu vodicu koja su bila oprana u stopalu Prabhupada po glavama svih ljudi koji su bili okupljeni.
Because we had faith in three substances.
Jer smo imali vjeru u tri substance.
The dust from the feet of the pure devotee, the remnants from his plate, and the water which has washed his lotus feet. I don't know if all the people who stood there had the same faith when the water came flying. And then we took our whole fleet of Sankirtan vans and followed Srila Prabhupada to the Schloss Rittershof. It was about 14 Mercedes-Benz buses. We wanted to impress Prabhupada. And he was impressed. He said, my heart becomes engladdened when I hear a Madanga drum in a German village. In other words, you liked that the spreading of Krishna consciousness through the Sankirtan movement went on all over Germany. Before Prabhupada, the day before, we all were very busy to paint his quarters. Like always, everything was done in the last minute. Prabhupada once commented, whenever I come to the temple, it smells like fresh paint. He didn't like it so much. So, the night before, I had worked many long hours to scrape the paint from the steps of the main entrance.
Prethodnu noć dugo sad sam radio da bi skinao boju koja se zalijepila za stepenice na glavnom ulazu.
And I thought, but Prabhupada will go this main entrance and it has to be meticulously clean.
Mislio sam Prabhupada će morati proći glavnim ulazom i on mora biti potpuno čist.
So for my spiritual master, I just wanted to make it very clean. But I must have been a little bit attached to the results. That's how I felt when Prabhupada went, entered through the second entrance. So we had a wonderful kirtan. He immediately went up to his room, and we had a kirtan in, down in the hall. Now it was a huge hall, maybe as big as the fundament of this house. It was maybe four times as high as the ceiling. Beautiful acoustics. And we went on, I think, one hour, we just, then the kirtan went higher and higher, the waves of the kirtans went higher and higher. Finally, Prabhupada's servant arrived at the, it's called railing. You understand? There was this hall, and then like a little balcony with some railing. You have an idea.
Znači, onda je što pravo da sluga izašao na tom malom uzvršenom prostoru iznad te prostorije gdje su imali kirtan.
And the servant just called all of us up into the Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada wanted to see us. So we ran like anything, and all these devotees somehow they scrambled into the room. I believe three devotees were, you know, piling on top of each other. Huh? One, two, three. And Prabhupada, before his German disciples, gave a wonderful greeting lecture. He said that throughout his life he had always given his best to satisfy Krishna. Even in my old age, I am pushing on. No, I was never like the servants of Calcutta, who go during the day into the Dalhousie Park to sleep. And when they return and their master asks them, what did you do all day? They say, I was busy. I served you the whole day. So Prabhupada laughed. And he said, I was never like this. I remember this very much. So Prabhupada, in other words, inspired us to give our best to Krishna and not sleep. The next morning, after the morning prasadam, I was very tired from all that work and excitement. And I remember I took a rest and I put the alarm clock on 7:30. And we, all of us translators, had one big room with little desks behind which we sat and translated. So I just lay down next to the desk.
Svi prevodilaci imali smo jednu veliku sobu u kojoj smo sjedili i prevodili. I sam ja sam samo legao u svoj stol.
of a sudden, when I was half asleep, the door opened. And I heard Prabhupada's voice. The first thing I remembered was his talk the day before. I was so shocked. My spiritual master was on its inspection walk through the Schloss. He wanted to see just the building. And here I was sleeping like a foolish stone. I cannot describe to you how bad I felt. So I decided maybe I should just remain lying. Most probably he will not see me because I'm under the table. But then I thought, no, the spiritual master knows everything. So I just dove from the table. And Prabhupada looked at me and he smiled. He knew. I felt so bad. But when Prabhupada smiled at me, I also smiled back and thought about everything is alright. Later, so Prabhupada went every day on morning walks, sometimes with his guests like Graf Dürkheim and Pater Emanuel von Jungklausen. And in the evening, during the day he would see people, and in the evening he would give evening programs. One program was in Bad Homburg. And on this program my father was also there. The crowd was a little difficult. Like one person had challenged Prabhupada and said, by chanting Hare Krishna, you're just hypnotizing yourself. What is the use of bringing this to Germany? And Prabhupada answered, no, it's not a question of hypnotizing, it's a question of purifying the mind. Then my father's chance came. How can you expect by transplanting the Indian culture to Germany that people will be benefited? We are Germans. We need German culture. It's just as if you would take a crocodile from the Nile and bring it into the river Elbe, it will die miserably. Prabhupada looked at my father. And he said, no, you can become Krishna consciousness in tie and suit.
On je rekao, ne, možete postati svjesni Krišne i u odijelu i kravati.
My father had expected most probably a very philosophical and mental answer. But Prabhupada made it so clear to him that becoming Krishna consciousness is not a cultural thing.
Ali Prabhupada mu je na jako jednostavno način objasnio da postati svjesnost Krišne nije stvar određene kulture.
In fact, cultural specifications don't matter.
Stvari, kulturne specifikacije nema nikakve veze. Nisu važne.
You can become Krishna consciousness conscious in your own culture. My father talked the whole day with all the devotees about this answer. He thought, well, maybe I should become more interested. Again, Prabhupada in his answer may not, he went much deeper than intellectual satisfaction. Meeting a pure devotee does not mean necessarily to get a lot of information, but a lot of transformation. At least my father feels touched up to the present day. Now, Prabhupada, when he returned, he saw how unsubmissive the German audience was. And being such an empowered preacher as he is, he, and not caring for his own respect, he said, I do not want to sit on such a high seat. I want to sit on the chair before the Germans, because otherwise they criticize me all the time. This is what impressed me. We didn't allow that. We built a small Vyasa, but it was still a Vyasa-san. But what impressed me is that what Prabhupada said to my father was not just a rhetorical answer to defeat him. Prabhupada always meant what he said. In this case, you can preach Krishna consciousness even on a stolica. It's not a, you're not dependent on a cultural setting. If that is good for spreading Krishna consciousness. Sorry, the tape is finished. Do you have another tape? Then I can continue. No, no, this is... You have stolen the tape from him. This is not your legit. I need this for a book, therefore... Do you, and what is with you? Mm-hmm. You have?
I haven't.
Good. So now at the end, I have a beautiful memory of how Prabhupada used to preach. Prabhupada always would be so sensitive of the need of his audience. For instance, one time in the afternoon, the devotees brought a Turkish man, a simple Turkish man, to him who wanted to see Prabhupada. He was not very philosophical. He was also not extremely interested to know. He was just a nice person, I suppose. And Prabhupada talked for half an hour. I was in his room. He talked for half an hour just about ordinary affairs with him.
Ja sam bio u Prabhupadovoj sobi sjedinicu, on je pola sata govorio o običajnim stvarima s tim čovjekom.
How is your family?
Kako je tvoja obitelj?
How do you like the weather of Germany? A little cold maybe?
Kako se dopada njemačko vrijeme, možda je malo prehladno.
And the man just felt totally at ease and happy.
I čovjek se totalno lagodno osjeća i bio je sretan.
Srila Prabhupada saw himself as this as a real compassionate Vaishnava who wanted to elevate the people he came in contact with.
Prabhupada se vidio kao samostan Vaishnava koji je htio utići ljude sa kojim je bio u kontaktu.
Now one time in Los Angeles when Prabhupada went on morning walks, he always would see parked before the park early in the morning a depressed, morose person in a car.
E kad je u Los Angeles išao Prabhupada, išao na jutarnje šetnje, svaki dan bi vidio svako jutro u parku jedan parkiran auto u kojem je sjedio jedna depresivna i mrzovena osoba.
This man had serious problems, therefore he stood there parked with, in his car at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Taj čovjek ima ozbiljna problema i zato je 7 sati tamo sjedio u svom parkiranom autu.
Maybe some ljubav problems or something.
Možda ljubavne probleme ili nešto drugo.
And after the third day, Prabhupada went to that person.
Nakon trećeg dana Prabhupada prišao toj osobi.
Knocked at the window.
Ukucao na prozor.
Said, good morning.
Kako dobro jutro.
The man was startled.
I taj čovjek je bio zaprepašćen.
Good morning. But he began to smile.
Počeo se smiješiti.
And his pain was gone from the heart. Yes, the next day he was no longer there. The pure devotee done a mystery, magical wonder. There are many things which happened in Schloss Rettershof, but they have been largely documented by Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj in his Prabhupada Lilamrita. So I just want to talk about two more personal experiences which have not been documented and which are moving me very much.
Puno stvari se dogodilo u Schloss Rettershofu u to vrijeme, ali većina njih je zapisao Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj u svoj Prabhupada Lilamriti. Ja bih htio pričati samo još dva događaja koje on nije uspio zapisati i koji su mene
The third thing happened when I became so inquisitive to know what Prabhupada would do when he would sleep. You know, Prabhupada used to rise up at 12 o'clock in the night and start with his translation.
Prabhupada bi se budio 12 sati na večer i počinjao sa svojim prevođenjem.
He went to bed at 10 o'clock.
Ali je obio 10.
And then in the evening, in the afternoon he would take 2 hours rest sometimes.
I popodne bi odmorio, 2 sata bi odmorio.
So there was a way to go to the balcony from which you could look into his sleeping room, and I went to the window and looked there. Because I was so inquisitive and so young. And I remember I looked at Prabhupada. And his face was looking at me. He was lying in his bed. And he chanted Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You know, I could hear it. And see it. And I quickly paid my obeisances and went. Didn't look any longer. Another time I was sitting just before his door. All the devotees had gone on Sankirtan and I was translating something before his door. And Prabhupada walked all of a sudden past me. He was in deep thoughts and he didn't see me. He walked a few times up and down, then he looked down the hall. And in my mind I thought he experienced deep transcendental feelings. Like the one which he expresses here in his diary in 1965 when he was crossing the ocean. I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my lords Sri Govinda Gopinath, Radha Damodar.
Odvojenost od Sri Vrindavana i mojih gospodara, Sri Govinda, Gopinath i Radha Damodara.
I have left Bharat Bhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order.
Napustio sam Bharat Bhumi samo da bi izvršio naređenje duhovnog učitelja Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswatija koje je u svjedstvu instrukcije naređenja Sri Chaitanya.
I have no qualification.
Nisam kvalificiran.
I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His Divine Grace.
Prihvatio sam rizik samo da bi izvršio naređenje njegove božanske milosti.
I depend fully on their mercy so far away from Vrindavan.
Ovisim potpuno o njihovoj milosti, bivajući tako daleko od Vrindavana.
A pure devotee, and this is what I felt at that time, may sometimes be in this world. He is in this world, but his consciousness is not in this world at all. I was allowed to see this one morning which changed my life. I was sitting before Prabhupada's door and translating and writing something which was put before the, you know, as a foreword introducing the author. When all of a sudden his servant Satsvarup Maharaj came out of the door. Is there someone who can massage Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada used to take a morning massage around between 10 and 11 o'clock. So I said, well, Shivananda, he knows. So we tried to get Shivananda, but he had just left for Sankirtan, or for buying something in the town. Satsvarup Maharaj said, you have... then you have to massage Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has sent me to take a rest because my hands are very warm and and I have a fever, so he said he wants me to sleep. But I have never massaged anyone in the world. I have no idea. And I'm very afraid to massage Prabhupada. So I remember I came in. All red in the face. Sweating. Shaking. And Prabhupada looked at me a heap of misery. And in a very deep voice he said, just do your service. And the Prabhupada was sitting there in the kamsha, and he was covered. There was a bottle of mustard oil. He told me how to massage him by moving the hands up his back, you know, like this. And Prabhupada said, push harder.
And
I, harder!
And
I noticed how strong Prabhupada was. I pushing with my whole weight, so to say. He seemed to be immovable. Then he looked at me and said, what is your service? I think he was not satisfied by my strength or something. And I said, I'm trying to translate your books, Srila
Prabhupada.
Oh, said Prabhupada, how many pages do you do a day? Now, first he asked me what I'm translating, and I said Krishna book, and then he asked me how many pages a day. Put his head in satisfaction. Then he showed me how to massage all of his transcendental body. The arms, the chest, the head. And then all of a sudden he stopped. He looked at me and he said, you know, a devotee should be four things. He should be a good cook. No. He should be a good disciple. Then he should be a good master. Then he should be a water carrier. And then he should be a good cook. I think you understand he should be a disciple and a master. That is what you have heard, you should also give it and teach others. A water carrier is difficult to understand in our civilization, but it's it can be understood if you look in an Indian context.
Nosač vode to može biti teško shvaćeno u našem civilizacijskom kontekstu, kada pogledate indijski, onda je to lakše.
See, when there are villages and they don't have water, one man goes and carries water for the whole village.
U indijskim selima, kada nema vode, onda jedan čovjek ide i nalazi vodu za sve.
He serves, in other words, others.
Drugim riječima, on služi druge.
Someone who just lives for himself lives a life which is in vain. We are meant for service. Also service of others. And then he should be a good cook. So I'm trying three, but the cooking it's very difficult for me to cook. Now where Veerachandra and Bobby are so good cooks, I feel great relief. Because I'm useless for cooking. Fruit salad is all I can do. So then it continued. Then his lotus feet came. And during the whole massage I had thought, will Prabhupada allow me to touch his lotus feet and massage his lotus feet? In fact, I was so nervous, you know, because I just hopefully I can touch the lotus feet of the pure devotee, because from there all the blessings are coming. And he just put his feet right on my lap. Then I just massaged it like anything. I was totally in ecstasy. I felt totally electrified. All my desires were fulfilled. And then his hands, I had to, you know, knick. Prabhupada like when I made this knack. You know. Knack. you know this? you know, but
it's good.
Yeah. Prabhupada wanted me to do this, and I was, when it made knack, I felt so afraid because it knacked so loud, but Prabhupada smiled, he liked it very much. He was so delicate, but he liked somehow these things. Anyways, at the end, I thought the massage was going on for a whole millennium or kalpa. And I wished it would never stop. And when it stopped, I don't know how long it was, but in my time estimation, it was transcendental time or eternal time. Then I just paid my dandavat obeisances and I went out. And I was so happy. I remember I went to the Shumo and just chanted the whole day. Didn't do my service that day. Because I was so happy. Yes. Good. These are some small memories. Maybe you do have any questions regarding Srila Prabhupada, and I can try to answer.
Did Srila Prabhupada answer to your father only in this one sentence that you quoted? Just one sentence.
Just one sentence.
Did Srila Prabhupada answer to your father only in this one sentence that you quoted?
A true eloquence is to say things in a very concise form.
Prava eloquencija znači izreći stvari u jako konciznoj formi.
And this was the right answer for your father, who afterwards became very much interested in it.
Yes.
Because he was discussing this with devotees.
Yeah, yeah.
I to je znači bio pravi odgovor za tvog oca koji je nakon toga postao zainteresiran i diskutirao taj isti odgovor sa Bhaktama.
Prabhupada knew exactly what he was doing.
Prabhupada je znao točno što radi.
When he was preaching.
Kada propovijeda.
He was extremely expert.
Bio je izuzetni ekspert.
I think Krishna knew exactly what he was doing through Prabhupada.
Mislim da je Krishna znao točno znao što radi kroz Prabhupada.
Because these answers, they come so quick.
Jer su ovi odgovori tako brzo dolaze.
Well, a pure devotee is used by Krishna.
Čisto bhakta koristi Krishna.
Also in my own life, how I was, Prabhupada just gave me a very short sentence, not you, what Krishna created, Maya, you created Maya, that was all, I didn't need to hear more. So anyone else?
That will be true, you
know? No, it's also a little late now, 9:05, and I think we all want to take the milk prasadam. Tomorrow is a special holiday, or festival day, Vamana Dev's appearance day, I heard.
Sutra, posebni festival.
Please try to come for the morning program if you can.
Molim vas pokušajte ako možete doći na jutarnji program.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Prema.